Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
When Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, He took the fruit of the vine and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which was shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew 26, verse 28. There's no doubt that it is the blood of Christ that saves man from the sin problem. And every person who is going to live with God in heaven must have the blood of Christ applied to their spirit. But oftentimes, when we talk about the blood of Christ and the plan of salvation, people don't understand that to contact the blood, I must obey what God says concerning baptism. 1 Peter 3:21, the Bible says, "Baptism does now also save us." And yet when people hear passages like that, they will often object by saying, "Well, you've just shown a passage that says baptism saves, but I thought it was the blood of Christ that saves. How can it be both?" Well, friends, what's interesting about God's plan of salvation is that we need not object to baptism by saying it's the blood of Christ that saves, for the only way in Scripture to access the blood of Christ is through baptism. Both are uniquely tied together. Notice this teaching. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, the Scripture says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." I can be forgiven through the blood of Christ. I'm redeemed or bought back to God by His blood. Revelation 1, verse 5 then says that we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And so we're redeemed by His blood. We're washed in the blood of the Lamb. How does all of that take place? Well, consider what was told Saul in Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Saul is told, "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." If it is the blood of Christ that saves us, if I'm washed in the blood of Christ, and if at the point of that washing and baptism, my sins are forgiven, then just as Romans 6, 1 through 4 teaches us, we contact the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus when we die to sin, repentance, Luke chapter 13, verse 3, when we're buried with Christ in baptism, Romans 6, verse 3, and when we rise up out of that watery grave to walk in newness of life. And so, baptism and the blood of Christ go hand in hand. It is at that point, the culminating point in God's plan of salvation, when I actually apply the blood of Christ to my spirit. Think back to Exodus chapters 10 through 12. Do you remember that final plague that God sent on the Egyptians? God sent the death plague upon them, where the firstborn was going to die unless they killed a lamb and applied its blood to the doorpost. And then God said, "When I see the blood, I'll pass over." What a beautiful image for New Testament Christianity today. We are still saved from death by the blood of Christ. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And so the blood of Christ must be spiritually applied to our doorpost, our spirit, if we're going to pass over and live with God eternally. And so what must a person do to be saved? You've got to hear the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Once I've heard that Word, then I must believe that Jesus is God's Son. Jesus said, "Unless you believe that I am He, you'll surely die in your sins." John chapter 8 and verse 24. Once I have believed in Christ, then I must be willing to repent. Jesus said in Luke 13:3 and Luke 13:5, "Unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish." Having repented, I must make that good confession. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Acts chapter 8, verse 36 through 38. And then, the culminating point at which I contact the blood of Christ is baptism. Acts 2, verse 38, Peter preached, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you been baptized for the remission of your sins? Maybe you thought You had the blood of Christ applied to your spirit, but you didn't know that that happens at baptism. Friend, you're not saved yet, but you can be if you'll submit to God's will and be baptized. We want you to know that God loves you, that we love you. Won't you be baptized before it's everlastingly too late?